So.
Welcome to the Higher Self Activation Podcast. My name is Ligia, and I'm here to help you find trust, let go of control, and see more aligned results with less hustle. We will bring the cosmos and multidimensional consciousness into the here and now, making energy tangible and easy to understand. Now let's get started with today's episode. Welcome to another episode, and as I'm recording this, we just went through a very powerful, a very intense, to say the least, intense full moon and a very powerful eclipse. So emotions are running high and low. Things have been intense, and this is calling us to look and re-feel the doubts, to look, acknowledge, and really feel, to experience the fears, to not bypass the resistance and really look at the things, the energies that might have been, you know, there, stagnant, that we're carrying around because we're not really experiencing it. All these emotions, all the doubt, all the fear is just energy. Energy wants to move, energy wants to expand, and this is here in your field and in your physical body to be experienced. It's coming up for a reason, and it's always just guidance. If you look at your emotions and the sensations as your guidance system, when something comes up, it's only directing your attention to something that you need to address. If discomfort is here, if a doubt or thoughts are coming up, it's here as an opportunity for you to transmute. And here is where I want to start talking about manifestation. It's early in the year, it's early in the decade, and most of us, if not all of us, are tapping into what we wish to create and making New Year's resolutions and vision boards and goals, having that vision of what really feels aligned to create in the new paradigm as we start this new chapter. That's all great. Now, a really important reminder is there is no manifestation from bypassing. There is no manifestation from looking only at the exciting and the positive. From painting that vision and feeling great and excited about it and keeping your vibration high and all these things, but not looking at the things that make you uncomfortable. Not looking, almost like pretending that it's not there. The what if it doesn't happen? That voice, the part of you that says, maybe you won't. Maybe I'm not good enough for that. I haven't seen evidence. Whatever the doubts and the fears are, I'm here to remind you that this is a new paradigm. And that old style of manifesting exclusively from law of attraction and, you know, the old teachings that kind of imply that if you look at the quote-unquote bad things, the negative things, they will manifest instead. So you better keep your doubts shut down, locked away, far from where you are, and pretend they're not there, because if you even look at them, then it's going to ruin your experience and you're going to manifest the bad things. This is really creating a state of avoidance and an energetic state of resistance. If you're always pushing something away, wanting to get rid of the doubts or thoughts and fears come up, and you're like, nope, better push them away, I don't want them here, and it's almost like that fighting energy, that fighting state that you have to keep things away, really resisting them, this is not really the receiving and allowing mode that we want to be in to really manifest. And actually, you don't manifest. You are not the one manifesting. You're creating and aligning with an environment that allows that manifestation. You're allowing energy to do its thing. And how are you supposed to allow when you're constantly in that inner dialogue, in that inner resistance? Because there are parts of you that are trying to come up to the surface, They're trying to come up to be acknowledged, and you're like, no thanks. Let's be honest for a moment here, and let's be realistic. The doubts will come up, and you will have the days where you're kind of questioning if things will really happen, and if you will really hit the goal or manifest the thing, the change, the relationship, the money. You will have the days that you're fired up about it and you're feeling great and you're believing 110%. And you will have the moments where it's not there. And that's okay. Just saying this, just you hearing this, sigh it out and imagine the peace, the ease that you could cultivate if that was your inner state and that was the energy that you have behind the thing you're manifesting at all times. Not that pushy, forceful in a way, you have to believe 100% of the times and feel excellent about it and just high vibe and positive, because it's not the case. I'm here to tell you that it's okay to have the doubts and it's okay to have the moments. The strong foundation behind your manifestation actually comes from looking at these moments, from looking at these things and embracing them. Honor them, feel them, experience them, and instead of trying to push them away, make them part of you. You are light and darkness. You are the gifts and the shadows. You are you in wholeness. And that's where you manifest from. So today's practice, I'll guide you through a grounding meditation to tap into the shadows, to allow these things to come to the surface instead of keeping them locked away. So you can cultivate this allowing and you shed light on what is there asking to come up. The unconscious intention, like the conscious intention that you might have of hitting a goal, and the unconscious, this is something I've talked about before in a previous episode, how we might have the conscious intention of creating something and the unconscious intention of not receiving it for some reason, or not going there because it's unfamiliar territory and to avoid the unknown and stay safe. What we want to look at here is the doubts, the pain, the fear, the low moments that do come up beyond the excitement of looking at your vision board. This is where you troubleshoot and you actually prepare energetically at a mindset level and with aligned action for these moments. Because it's easy to say, look at your vision board, feel great about it, and stay high vibe all the time. And then when that doesn't happen, it's like, oh crap, now what do I do? If you're listening to this now, today is January 14th, a Tuesday, and this Thursday, January 16th, I'm leading a manifestation workshop with Haile Macedo. She's been here in the podcast before. We have an episode about shadow work. And together in this workshop, we'll give you all the tools, the structure to look at the discomfort, to look at the pain, look at the unconscious, and prepare for when these things come up beyond the wishy-washy, it's all positive, yay, manifestation. It's a practice. The energetics and the action, it's all part of that process of communicating with the frequency of your goal. Not only aligning energetically, but yes, taking action, and action based on the feedback that you have in this communication. Just send me a DM on Instagram if you want to save your spot. I'll leave the link in the show notes. And let's move on to the practice. This will be a guided meditation. So if you can't follow the meditation right now, if you're driving or you just don't have that quiet space for yourself right now, make sure you pause, you come back to this episode later on. This won't be long, but it does ask you for that quiet space. If you're ready, just make any adjustments. Make sure you're sitting comfortably, sitting or laying down, and we will get started. Start by taking a deep inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. And just connect with your breath, feeling the inhale and the exhale. Run that quick scan through the body from head to toe. Not changing anything, not forcing anything to relax, but really just observing and taking note of where you might be holding any tension. Feeling that inhale through the nose, all the way down to your abdomen, and all the way back up on the exhale, through your chest, and out through your nose. And start to visualize in your mind's eye a red glowing sphere of light, of red light, around your hips area. Notice the shade of red that you see. Trusting that whatever comes up is always the right answer. And just seeing this red light brighter and brighter with each breath. It glows a bit brighter on the inhale, and on the exhale, it expands a little. Feeling any sensations, maybe a warmth, tingling. And start to see this red light going down through your legs and out through the soles of your feet, down into the earth, growing like roots, grounding you, connecting you to the earth. And you see this red light like a string going in and penetrating all layers of the earth, passing through rocks, water, going all the way down, deeper and deeper, and connecting you to the very core of the earth. Feel this red light anchored into the core of the earth. And you feel this energy coming back up, pulling up this energy through this string. Seeing that red light coming all the way back up, up your legs, and anchored into your root chakra, the base of your spine. And just feel this movement going down on the exhale, connecting you to the core of the earth and pulling up that energy on the inhale all the way back to your root. Just stay here for a few cycles. As you practice this grounding breath, you start to feel safe and cozy comforting sensation. Feeling that strong foundation as you breathe. And here it's so easy to feel supported. The energy of the earth is here to remind you that creation comes from the dark places. And this feeling of safety, of comfort, keeps getting stronger and stronger as you breathe. And you realize that you're somewhere else. You see yourself in a safe place, looking around in your mind's eye. This can be a place that means protection, ease, and warmth to you. It might be a place from your past. Maybe it's somewhere that you haven't been in your waking life. Just allowing the details to become clearer and clearer as you look around and notice. Notice the air, the temperature, if you're alone. Look down and notice what you're wearing. And feeling the vibration of this place. Noticing any smells, any sounds. Maybe walk around. Exploring. Notice how you feel in this safe place. And as you look in front of you, you see a box. You start walking towards this box. Looks like a heavy box. This box represents all the feelings that have been locked away, the emotions that you haven't looked at. It represents the discomfort, the pain. You've kept it in this box to avoid suffering. And here, in this space, you feel ready. You feel safe to handle it. You remember that everything is just energy, and nothing here can harm you. So you get ready, and you open this box. What do you see? It might be a symbol, a memory, an image, maybe an object, or perhaps just a feeling. Whatever comes from that box, just take a moment to be with it. this time, instead of looking away, instead of keeping it there, sitting in this box, you take this on your hands and you place it on your heart. See yourself placing this right in the center of your heart space. And as you do, with your breath, you allow this energy to expand. You allow it to take as much space as it needs in your body. And it is safe for you to do so. What do you feel? Allowing this emotion to be experienced. Emotion is pure energy in motion, moving. This energy now is just moving through your body. It's energy that you're ready to allow, that is no longer stagnant. And observe what thoughts, what sensations are coming up. Maybe it takes you back to certain experiences. And if you feel like crying, if there is a part of your body holding tension, if you feel like smiling, you are here to experience whatever is coming up fully. There is something positive here for you, and this is coming up for a reason. Maybe it's something to learn. Maybe something you need to address. And even if your logical mind does not understand, your body is processing. Place both your hands on your heart and thank these feelings for coming up. Thank this energy for moving, for being here and showing you where to look and what to acknowledge. You see the discomfort as pure guidance. Thank yourself for being brave, for showing up and observing while this process happens naturally. In your hands again. Take one deep inhale. When you exhale through the mouth, just let it all go. And one more big inhale through the nose. And exhale, sigh it out, make any noise, scream, or just relax. And the last one, big inhale. And releasing through the mouth. As you look at this empty box now in front of you, just notice how you feel. Feeling this space you created. Soaking in this new vibration. And getting ready to leave this safe place now. Knowing you can always come back. You start by feeling that connection to the core of the earth. Feeling again that string of red light connecting you, connecting your core to the core of the earth. With the inhale, pulling energy up from the very core of the earth. As you do so, you also come back to your breath. And feeling your body gently wiggling your toes and your fingers. Slowly blinking your eyes open. And when you're ready, slowly coming back to the room.